There have been a lot of questions about what public schools in West Virginia will look like in the fall. But there's also quite a few questions about higher education. Colleges and universities have been releasing updates on their websites in recent months about what they're doing to prepare for a return to campus in the fall. But uncertainty remains. Liz McCormick brings us this story.
We let it sit for a few minutes to let the sanitizing solution get in and actually kill the bacteria.
At Shepherd University, Jenny Lind plays two roles, accounting student and a lead campus service worker in Shepherd University's facilities department. As part of facilities, she and her team are responsible for keeping all buildings, classrooms, dormitories, basically the entire campus clean. For workers like Lind, the coronavirus pandemic presented challenges.
We had numerous discussions, and because there was so much uncertainty, especially at first, we didn't know how it could be killed, if it was chemicals or if it was light, UV. We had to understand actually how the virus spread and what we needed to do to actually kill the virus.
Lind says while their cleaning regimen hasn't really changed much, she and her staff are cleaning more often. And she says when students return in the fall, the frequency will ramp up even more. Typically, cleaning staff work after hours. They do their work once people have left a building. But she says that won't be the norm anymore, and her team will be making extra efforts to be seen. And Lind says knowing how much they're doing makes her feel safe to return to in-person classes.
I personally know that everything has been sanitized. I know that the classrooms have been sanitized. I know that the bathrooms have been sanitized, all the touch points. So yes, I do. I am more confident that it's safe.
But not everyone feels as safe to return to college this fall. In fact, one online petition has received more than 1,000 signatures calling on West Virginia University to cancel all in-person classes this fall and reduce tuition if the school goes entirely online. Across West Virginia, colleges and universities have produced contingency plans to prepare for a return to in-person classes, according to the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission. In all schools, face masks will be required of students, faculty, staff, and visitors. Dormitories, in many cases, will now be single occupancy rooms instead of sharing with another classmate. There will be more grab-and-go style meals with more outdoor dining areas. Staff and students will be required to take their temperature every day, and class sizes have both been reduced, desks spaced out, and many courses are now hybrids, where some instruction will be done in person while some of it will be remote, and many classes will just be online. But there's still concern whether this is enough for students to feel safe enough to return to campuses.
I'm worried that we're going to have a year where, you know, our best minds are not going to college because of fears of the coronavirus.
That's Sarah Armstrong Tucker. She's the chancellor of the Community and Technical College System of West Virginia and the interim chancellor of the Higher Education Policy Commission.
We have real fears about enrollment for the fall. Our family is going to feel safe sending their children to college. Are adults going to feel safe returning to school when, you know, you're in an environment where you're not supposed to be with a group of more than 25 people?
The enrollment concern is a big one for colleges and universities, because if there aren't enough students paying tuition and fees, it's more challenging to meet financial bottom lines. Tucker says it's been a constant collaborative effort with education officials, local health departments, and the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources to prepare for any scenario and make sure campuses are as safe as possible.
We're having discussions about all of it. I think we're probably at about plan S right now for the fall.
According to the HEPC, many of West Virginia's higher education institutions, both 2 and 4 years, are experiencing some lower enrollment numbers for the fall, especially in the case of students at 4-year institutions who would typically be looking to live in on-campus housing. Both Marshall University and WVU say that compared to last year, they're seeing a slight decline so far in fall enrollment numbers. WVU says while it's too soon to tell what next year will look like, projections are not as low as the school had predicted they might be when the pandemic started.
One of the most frustrating things about the coronavirus and this pandemic is that there is absolutely nothing concrete every time we make a plan, something changes and we have to make another plan.
That's Holly Morgan Fry. She's the Vice President for Student Affairs and the Director of Community Relations at Shepherd University. Fry also leads the Health Task Force at Shepherd, which formed in response to the pandemic.
The majority of our students really want to be back on campus, and we want to be able to do that. And so we're taking a look at every aspect of the university, everything from what supplies are needed, how we can de-densify our classrooms, how we can create pedestrian traffic flows to reduce contact, how we can do an enforcement of the policies that we are creating.
Some colleges and universities, according to the HEPC, will also be requiring coronavirus testing of students, while others are looking at at-risk student testing and screening of specific populations. At Shepherd, Fry says they are considering target testing, such as testing all the athletes if there was an outbreak, or an entire dormitory if there was an outbreak there. This week, Governor Jim Justice met with the state's higher education officials to share his specific requests for a safe return to campus in the fall. Justice is calling on all colleges and universities to test out-of-state students for the coronavirus upon returning to campus. He also says he will provide any additional resources for a safe reopening, such as access to the National Guard and the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.